as the daughter of a vicar, I think I've long been interested in justice, and it's something I've always felt very strongly about. I think I became interested in the criminal justice system when I was taken along to see a performance of a company which was made up of paroled and ex-prisoners, and it was written about their experiences. It was dramatized, it wasn't a first-hand account. And I was very, I found it very powerful, theatre, testing out that belief of mine that art can play this crucial role in people's own personal development and journeys.
This day is called the Feast of Crispian. He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand at tiptoe when the day is named and rouse him at the name of Crispian. He that shall live this day and see old age will yearly on the vigil feast his neighbours and say, tomorrow is St. Crispian's Day.
For me, I think when all the times I've been to prison and all the things that I was doing wrong, I was off the track. I wasn't being myself. I wasn't being true to who I was, because I've never been a bad person. I was just put in a certain situation, certain circumstances, because of the people around me and because of my environment. But I think for me, the acting, finding that has given me purpose, it's given me something to believe in and something to work towards, which is one of the main problems that criminals have. They don't have no purpose, they don't have something to work towards. It's either about the next pound sign or the next bit of money that's coming in, or the next car or the next clothes. It's all material. There's nothing really spiritual and really deep, something to work towards that isn't involving money, that isn't involving any material things. It's just about finding something in your soul. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
So I think one of the things that we need is a lot more evidence and a lot more research into the potential of arts and culture within either the prison environment, within rehabilitation, or indeed within crime prevention. So there's a lot of work going on, but there isn't a lot of longitudinal research into it. And I think it would be really valuable to have a clear picture of what has an impact and what doesn't have an impact on recidivist rates and on personal confidence, esteem, the acquiring of skills, for instance. But I have such a belief in the potential of the arts and culture as a tool for individual development, for exploring ideas when words aren't available because they're perhaps too deep or too painful.
Then will he strip his sleeve and show his scar, and say, these wounds I had on Christmas.
Because of their ability to get us to look at ourselves and the world in a different way, to imagine different realities, different ways of being, to understand other people's viewpoints, they allow us to build empathy and tolerance, qualities which I think socialise us, then yes, I absolutely believe for all those reasons arts and culture have a role to play in rehabilitation. I would certainly not claim they're the answer to everything, but I certainly do think they have a role to play.
So tell me, how did you discover acting?
I was in prison and I was doing a catering course, and I was in a DCAP prison where I was allowed to come out, and I was working at a place called Highdown, a place called The Clink, which is a restaurant in a prison where people can train and learn the basics of being a chef or working in that environment. And then when I finished the course, the MVQ we were doing, I was offered the opportunity to work for the last year of my sentence. So when I started working, I was working at a top drama school in their kitchen and saw some of the shows they were doing there. I thought to myself, I can do this.
Old men forget, yet all shall be forgot, but he'll remember with advantages what feats he did that day.
Being somebody else and being true to that character, and it really reminded me of when I used to do things that maybe I shouldn't have been doing, you know. And it's that same energy, that same like, that same adrenaline, that same feeling of you're alive, you're in the moment, that I really liked.
And obviously that's a buzz, but was there also a sense that it helped you to express yourself, a sense that you could find words where you couldn't find them in other circumstances?
Definitely, because that's one thing I've noticed about people who are on the street. There's a lot of bravado, there's a lot of showmanship, and this gave me an opportunity to do that, but in a very safe place. Because I was a little bit of a, you know, when I was younger, I was a bit wild. I had a bit of a hot head on me. And all these emotions were just wild and just random. And this has given me a way that I can channel this through a character, you know? And that is where the magic, that's where I think the magic happens. And that's what really appealed to me.
It can't be right that you simply, you know, barricade people in. And I know from talking to, you know, the people who were running the prison, I went, this isn't what they wanted to do. They did not want to just barricade them in their rooms, you know. I don't think anybody wants, you know, lockdown to be 12 hours a day. Nobody wants that. But without the resource to do more education, more skills training, more arts and culture, then it just seems as if there's a sort of gridlock, really. There's a gridlock in moving things forward. I went to Pentonville Prison with the senior prison staff and to have that guided tour and to have some insight into how we've got to where we are and what the challenges are of the current system.
And what were your impressions in that one prison?
The first impression that was really, really hit me very strongly was of the noise. Because I think for many of us, we think of punishment as being silent. Because when we're a child and we're sent, you know, to sit on the naughty step or stand in the corner or told to sit on a chair and, you know, it is about silence. And I hadn't really thought that through. And of course, actually, what struck me was this hubbub, which never, ever stops, I'm sure. Maybe it does in the night. So at one point, we came across a queue of people. And we asked what they were queuing for, and the answer came back, we're queuing to get in the library. A very heartwarming moment, actually. I loved the idea that was the thing that was worth queuing for. And actually, when you went into the space, it was a very human space with places to sit and places to chat and newspapers and many, many people taking out their quota of books. Well, I thought it was a wonderful endorsement of the power of reading, but it made me think, what are we not tapping into? What characteristics, qualities that could be developed through other kinds of arts or cultural endeavour? I was, of course, struck by the fact that the prison now, all of the cells which were designed as single cells are now all double cells. So before you even start, the prison is 50% overcrowded. It was not built to be taking that capacity. I was struck by the fact that there was nowhere for people to eat, so actually that you take your meal back and one of you sits on the bed and the other sits on the loo in the corner. There was something sort of dehumanising about those processes. Counter to what I would imagine the purpose of the criminal justice system is, which is about rehabilitation and about equipping people to go back into society in a way that means they won't be returning to the prison.
This story shall the good man teach his son. And Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world. But we in it shall be remembered.
You know, don't get me wrong, we all know what's right and wrong. But some people don't. That's the truth of it. Some people think, I didn't know. I thought that by me going out and robbing, I was helping people. Because I had people that I needed to take care of. And that was the only way in my mind at that time I could make money. I couldn't get a job because I'd been to prison. Who's going to employ someone who sells crack and heroin? Do you know what I mean? So that's in my mind, that's how I was getting money. And that was normal to me because my mum done it, my uncle done it, my cousin done it. It was normal.
So how has drama been for you the source of rehabilitation?
For me personally, through drama has enabled me to access parts of my life and use them for good. And it's also given me a way of expressing myself in a safe place and give. And it's like, to me, drama is just me opening up my soul to the world. And then people can watch that. And if they like it, they like it. If they don't, then that's just how it goes.
So take this as broadly or as specifically as you like. If there were one thing that you could change about the criminal justice system, what would that be and why?
I'm tempted to say as fewer people going into prison as needs be. Actually, I think sometimes people are going into prison because there's nowhere else to put them. So people are going into prison because they have drug issues or because they have nowhere to live or because they have serious psychiatric problems. And actually, prison isn't the best place for any of those. If we, as a nation, could find better and more effective programs and systems to help people who actually don't need to be in prison. And then, for those people who do need to be in prison, which is presumably because they pose a danger to society, that we look at prison not as a form of punishment, but as a form of rehabilitation. And so look at all the ways, whatever the experts say, whatever the evidence shows, are ways to help people to address the issues that got them there in the first place.
And gentlemen in England, now I beg, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, whilst any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day.